not like he didn't know, because exactly. by what William was saying and what exactly. Ann was saying, you have at least a year of training.
Exactly.
I had to go through a year of training just in order to get my clearance, and then the background check takes 6 months to a year.
Right.
He was immature. They know more about you than you know about yourself.
That immaturity, let me tell you something. Y'all can pass tests, okay? You can read books, but the level of maturity has to be there. And like I said, when you get influences, then you have an obsession of the power. And I'm going to the mental status, the obsession of that power that you have. Oh, my goodness, I have this top secret. Oh, I got an adrenaline. And then you put yourself in the really important status, okay, to the point where you're not thinking rational. I'm important. I could do this. And then you be careful who you talk to, your friends. That's really key. Just like you said in the military, Dr. Demery, my son's the same thing. Even though mama wants to know, I don't care if I lay down, pass out. He's not telling mother because he cannot because of the ramifications of what would happen to him. He cannot tell me what he entertained in secrecy and things like that because he knows that the things that he would tell me, I would probably pass out. I'm just saying. Okay, but he cannot. He's bonded by the Marine Corps. They are bonded by ethics, just like me as a mental health specialist. I can't tell you what these people talk to me about. I can't, because I'm held in confidentiality. They have to learn to trust you, is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They have to learn to trust you with this information. Just like the gentleman, he had to be. They learned to, because he went through these programs and all of this. He had to be trusted, right? He gained a level of trust through the process. However, he was still immature mentally, okay, or else he wouldn't have been swayed that way. But because of control, the power, I got this knowledge, the adrenaline, I may have shared that, and I want to see how far it's going to go. What's really going to happen? The unknown sometimes draw people to do some stupid stuff, okay, to see the outcome of it. And we have to deal with people more better mentally, because they look the part. They can wear a suit and a tie, or she wear a nice suit and dress and what have you. But what's going down on the mental psyche about this? And that's hard. That's really hard to decipher.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to the parents for instance. I don't know. I don't know his parents or anything like that. But growing up, everyone on this panel, we were taught the difference between right and wrong.
Indeed.
Now, some of us learned the hard way.
William. Yes, Lord. Why, Will? Come on.
Hey, look, I'm telling you, some of us learn the hard way.
Exactly.
And some, it not so much, right? The thing about it, this cat had to be, now, on an intellect level, okay, now there's a difference between book smarts and common sense, right?
Amen.
On an intellect level, he had to be off the charts to be able to do what he did at an early age. And again, he had to be warned. He had to be warned. And I'm going back to my profession. There are certain things that if I violated some of those rules, I could lose my license for 10 years. Okay. Yeah. Up to $1 million fine and prison. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't have a government top secret or anything like that, but in the securities industry, they are heavily regulated and they will make an example out of you too. All right. They would definitely make an example out of you. And of course, now you have agents, you have brokers and things of people of that nature that will push the envelope, and some will cross that forbidden line. Okay. I'll tell you a little situation. There was a husband and wife, and they decided to take out, I think it was a multi-$1 million insurance policy on the husband. Okay. And the agent decided that he and the wife, or the three of them decided that they're going to fake the husband's death and collect on the policy.
What?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And so, I believe it happened in California. And so what happened was they faked the husband's death, submitted the claim, and the insurance company, they were following them. Okay. Now, you know, insurance companies, they are greedy and they are tight.
Yes, they are.
And they have investigators, and they are good. All right. They will track you down. I don't care if you went to Russia. Now, they probably wouldn't go to Russia. But anyway, they will track you down. So what happened? Everything was working out, and they own high cotton here and there, because the insurance company intentionally paid the claim and followed the wife to, I believe, New Mexico.
Wow.
And locked up the husband and the wife. And you know they came back to get that broker too. But the point is that people will try things, and it's good. Look, when you try something, especially them, don't mess with insurance companies. Okay.
I know, right?
Don't mess with them because they will take your money, but they don't like giving out any. And so, like I said, they intentionally paid their claim so they can make the claim and have all of them locked up. And of course, they got their money back also. But I'm telling you, there is so much out here. People will do things. Well, people do things every day with the chances of going to prison. Even these petty shoplifters or these petty thieves and things of that nature, and they get away with a few dollars, bank robbers, whatever it is. When they get caught.
I think the bigger problem is that we are having too many incidences in regard to our national security. I mean, it's
yes.
One thing for Trump. You know what I'm saying? Everybody with a working brain that is knew that he was going to be a national security risk. That was just automatic. We all knew that this was insanity. Even Hillary Clinton said during their debate, you want him in charge of the button. I mean, it was just obvious. So him aside. him aside, you still have issues with now we've got Biden and we've got Pence both having national security secrets in their possession. And not only that, you know, even though in their particular cases, we're much more willing to think, okay, this was probably just an oversight, or even, you know, if it was something that they were allowed to keep, it may even be something that's been declassified at this point. We don't know, but it looks bad. And then when you've got spy balloons all, you know, going over the country and you find out during the Trump administration, oh, there were a whole lot more. They just didn't even know. They didn't even catch it. I mean, there's a problem here. At least if I'm an ally and I'm on the outside looking in and I'm concerned about what my reliance on the United States and their intelligence is. I mean, we've had instances where they stopped sharing information with us during the Trump administration because he was such a leak. So I can only imagine them thinking, okay, now that that's over, things have gotten better, but you've got this kid who's leaked all this crap about the war in Ukraine as well as other things. It's not the first time this happened. It's happened to other countries as well. But here lately, I just think it would be giving me pause if I were an ally concerned about sharing information with the United States.
On this young man that we've been talking about, I'll just throw my two cents in here. I agree with everything all of you are saying, by the way. But I would throw in something that I refer to all the time, which is what drives mankind or womankind is money, power, and fame. This guy wasn't looking for money, I don't think, but he was going for two out of the three, which is the power and the fame. And I believe because of his maturity, lack of maturity and his youthful mind, he wanted to beat his chest with his minions and show what an important man he was and how much he knew. And he had super top secret clearance and he did all these things. So I think he was just going for the power and the fame of it. To answer William's question, I don't know if he's still around or not, but let me see if I can do this correctly. So this is what you normally have in like a camera, your little,
SIM card.
Yeah. And within this is a holder. The big one's a holder. Right. The little one there, that's a mini. This holds many gigabytes of information. And as you can see, it's the size of two teeth. So, I mean, if this young guy took one of those in there, even though maybe he turned in his cell phone at the desk or whatever he did, you could still slip in something like that. And of course, all of you are familiar with thumb drives. So, but these little mini ones, you can put a ton of information on that. So money, power, and fame is what drives mankind. And then as far as getting that information out, once he's trusted, they're not checking him real close. And I will tell you a story that I had. Somebody challenged my investigative skills one time.
Wow.
And he was a rather braggadocious individual. And he goes, you can't find out nothing about me. And I said, hey, listen, give me 30 minutes. Give me 30 minutes. I'll tell you who your wife is seeing on the side. I'll tell you where your kids are going to school, and I'll tell you how many times your dog took a number two in your backyard.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And he shut up. So that information is very easy to get. And the best information I can get, if I wanted to know, like Dr. Demery, if I wanted to know dirt on you, I'd go talk to your neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Your neighbors will give you up in a heartbeat. That's how I did a lot of my investigations. I would talk to the neighbors. They'd go, oh, yeah, they tell me, no, he's a wonderful person. She's great. She helps everybody. Or they said, oh, no, that person, he's foul and he's dirty. And yeah, talking to your neighbors, easy information.
Wow. And especially if they don't like you or if you're feuding with them, I can imagine it'll be really easy to give up that type of information. But then again, today's age, people don't talk to each other as much as they used to. I mean,
they don't even know who their neighbors are.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's kind of a catch-22. I am curious, Dr. Demery, you know, what you think the impact is, since you were somebody who had a security clearance in the past, of this type of information being constantly leaked, or the U.S.'s handling of classified information, what type of impact that's having on our relationship with our allies?
Well, I think it's going to have an impact, and to what degree, time will tell. But I, you know, I'm going to be honest. I don't think it was really as serious as people are making it out to be. I think we're making it more than what it really was. I mean, I think he had some pretty sensitive information, but I don't think it was anything to the level dealing with, like, you know, nuclear weapons or dealing with strike forces or anything like that. Because even at that level that he was at, I mean, it's still restricted in terms of what he could have gotten. So, but like I said, time will tell in terms of how this is going to have repercussions, you know, down the road with our allies. I think it will be a hiccup, and I think it will cause some repercussions. But to what degree, I think time is going to tell.
Well, can I ask a question? What about the documents? And I have to go here. That President Trump took to Mar-a-Lago. Now, you're talking about sensitive information, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know the severity. He could have downloaded some things like Mike showed us, you know, on you know what I'm trying to say.
USB port.
But the boxes of information, what's to gauge what is secrecy and what is something he could just take and file? And my question is, why is it important if a president, now that always got me, if a president is leaving the White House, why does not the document stay in the White House?
Great question.
Because he is no longer the president. So why are you holding on to this? Are you planning something? That's my question. Regardless of how minute they make you think it is, and it is not, when it has something to do with the United States, because that's the documents he was taking, his interactions with whoever, various presidents and things like that. What would you need it for? You just filing it for what? Is it going to protect you? What is that about?
Memorabilia, probably memorabilia. It's a trophy of sorts. And let's be fair across the board here, because Biden did the same thing.
All of them did it. All of them.
You know, let's paint them all with the same brush. You know,
all of them did it. Yes. But they're after Trump, because, and that's why they had to go and do what they do, because of his behavior. However, and I understand that. But look at those others' behavior, okay? We don't know what they took, okay? As far as, because nobody went in there to search the documents. They entrusted them that they would take just enough, like you said, of my memorabilia. And that's been a question of mine since they went to Mar-a-Lago. And I thought to myself, well, how much information is floating out there, not just from him, but from the rest of them, and are they all in cahoots together?
They're not supposed to take anything. They're supposed to leave it all. And that was the thing that, you know, it's like, okay, we know you, if it happens inadvertently, what normally happens is the agency that deals with the documents will say, hey, we think you still have X, Y, and Z documents, would you please send them over? That's what they were doing with Trump over and over and over again. He refused to cooperate. Not only that, the difference between him and what probably happened with Pence and Biden, is that it was done unintentionally, because they didn't catch it and the agency involved didn't catch it, probably. Trump took a whole lot of stuff, not just a document here or something else there. He took boxes of stuff. And then not only that, what happened coincidentally, perhaps at that point, is that some things, there started to be, if I remember the article correctly, some compromise of spies. And so at that point, the intelligence agency started having difficulties recruiting people to work with the United States too. So nobody is saying definitively that it's because of what happened, just saying those two things happened very close in time together. And Trump has a history. You know, we know for a fact that he has told Russians stuff he shouldn't have said. He's put on Twitter top secret documentation for the whole world to see. So he is truly a national security threat. I don't get the idea that, you know, even if Pence or Biden had some documents, and they did obviously have some documents, I don't see them as a threat the way that I see Trump as a threat. I do see this as negligence, you know, that we need to have a much, much better system in place so that they don't end up with any of this information when they leave office. But Trump, on the other hand, him having anything pertaining to national security is scary. Let's just be real honest, because he is not an individual who is stable. He's got problems.
Right.
The thing is, it's so important to realize is that one of the flaws in the system is human nature.
Mm-hmm.
You can put stuff on computers. You can put stuff on hard drives, like mm-hmm. Mike was talking about, and this and that and the other. But you cannot withhold the human factor in this whole issue, because the human factor, you know, humans are flawed, mm-hmm. and we make mistakes sometimes when we don't know that we're making mistakes, but it's with malice aforethought,
mm-hmm.
like this kid was doing. And you know what malice aforethought is, Ann, in your dealing with the law. And Mike, you're familiar with that too. So the point being is that, you know, you have to get to the point where you take your oath of office and you sign documents that you really have to live up to it and realize the severity of what you're doing, whether it's talking about what went on at 7-Eleven or mm-hmm. talking about, you know, the secrets behind an F-14 Tomcat. There's mm-hmm. there's big differences there, you know, and the military does go, I can say this, the military does go to great lengths to guard. When I sat in the back of an F-14, they covered up the whole front panel because mm-hmm. they didn't even want me looking at the panel on the plane. And so they do, attempt to make the best that they can in terms of, you know, clearances, and make the best of keeping secrets secret. But, you know, there's always going to be exceptions to the rule. There's mm-hmm. always going to be those who slip through. Like, for example, and Mike can attest to this, there are bad cops. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of really good cops, but there are some bad cops. Mm-hmm. I worked with some. And the unfortunate thing is that the bad ones make all the good ones look bad. Mm-hmm. Even though they're not.
Exactly.
And, yeah. and that's part of the problem. There are a lot of good ministers, but William will tell you, I'm hard on preachers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of bad preachers out there.
Right.
And the bad ones make the good ones look really bad.
That's right. Go on, Dr. Demery. I'm sorry.
No, the point I was going to finish up with is that there's a lot of good people in security. There's a lot of good people that have security clearances that do a really good job at it. But there, every now and then you get one of these bad apples that slips up, and it makes all the good ones look really bad.
Yeah, and you know,
it's really not as bad as it looks.
And you know, some of them just think that they're never going to get caught.
And, absolutely, you're right. You're
and
right,
I'm going to segue into this one. Somebody who, in my opinion, never been should have been elected to the Supreme Court. And that's Clarence Thomas.
Clarence Thomas.
Oh, no, I'm serious about this. And you guys heard the story. And see, this is a very dangerous thing. The highest court in the land. And when he was appointed to the Supreme Court, I said, you know, I knew he was lying, you know, when he was going through confirmation with Anita Hill.
Indeed.
I believed her then. And I'm going to tell you something. Our President Joe Biden is he helped get this guy appointed. He voted to appoint him. Okay. Uh-huh. And, but the thing about it, and this is really dangerous, is the fact that he has been, getting gifts lavished. I mean, lavished with gifts, by the name of this gentleman by the name of Harlan Crow, a multi-billionaire Republican mega donor. And the thing about it, over 20 years, Thomas never thought that he was supposed to declare all the gifts that he was getting there. Come on.
He's a liar.
He is. Supreme Court Justice, and you don't know you're supposed to disclose these things. We're talking about luxury trips up into $250,000, $500,000 each. Now, also, what has come to the forefront is that he also sold three of his properties. What state was that? Was that Georgia? I'm not exactly sure where, but he sold three of his properties to Harlan Crow. Mm-hmm. Harlan Crow also paid to remodel his house and I think his mother's house where she still lives right now. Okay. Now, also some land that a development has been put up there. Now, come and tell me. Is this man compromised or what? Now, he's supposed to know better. Now.
Well, judges are held to a much higher standard, and certainly with Supreme Court justice, even the appearance of impropriety, even the appearance
That's right.
of impropriety is damaging.
Then why is he?
I'm very curious, William, and anyone here on the panel, what was the red flag for you in the beginning when he was going through confirmation? What made you think he was dirty or not appropriate for the position?
His eyes.
His whole demeanor. A woman, listen, a woman knows a woman, and that woman, she did not change. She was very on point. He knew he did it, okay? But he is, you have some who are habitual liars, okay? Mm. That is hard for some people to read, but a woman with some common sense or a man with some common sense could look all through that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
To me, he was put on the hot seat, and I think he had it figured out in his mind how he was going to wiggle out of this thing. It's okay. Some folks you can fool. It is what it is.
Right.
It was kind of like this, Mike. When you've interviewed unsubs before and interviewed suspects, you pretty much know. Not all the time, not 100%, but you got a pretty good idea whether that person is lying or not.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I think, for me, to answer your question, that joker was lying, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Something
lying.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt
to me, and I'm not, you know, a psychotherapist that can read through all of that stuff, but I got pretty good discernment skills. And that joker, his middle name was Liar. He was Larry the Liar.
That's something I wanted to cover on Ann's show yesterday was intuition. And mother's intuition, gut feeling, whatever, the hair standing up on the back of your neck if you still have hair on your head. Intuition is very important, and that's one of the things I wanted to cover with Ann yesterday, but we ran out of time. So yeah, your intuition is what was telling you that he was dirty.
Absolutely. And then you look at the time, look at that place in time in the United States where women really didn't come forward then, with claims. Okay. And I thought for her to put herself on the world stage like that and tell her story, it had to be true because she would not put herself in a position if she were lying. I mean, she had details.
Important factor. Here's another important factor that people don't consider with that whole process. One of the reasons, now this is a little controversial, and some of you may disagree with it, and that's okay. One of the reasons that was a major factor in that whole process, because Thomas was black and they were replacing Thurgood Marshall, who was a black man, and the race issue and the race card was so important. That's why Biden was pushing for him, because he said, we got to have another black man in there at any cost. Hell no. I'm
sorry. That's right. No, no. And I agree with you. I agree with you. I don't care what color you are. If you're a crook, you're a crook, and you have no business being
exactly.
there. It makes no difference
exactly.
to me. I never trusted this guy, but look at the position that he's in. And he's also made some controversial decisions that have changed the whole makeup of the United States as far
exactly.
as being taking away women's rights. And again, some going to disagree with me, and I have people in my own family say, well, no, abortion is murder. And just cross the board, no matter what. I just saw something that was really troubling yesterday. I was watching CNN, and there were two ladies on there, and I forgot what state they were from. I'm not exactly sure, but anyway, they were talking about how they went to the doctor and they found out that the baby was still born inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor says, there's nothing we can do, nothing we can do. This woman went home, and her water broke when she went to the hospital, okay? Mm-hmm. They sent her home, and she delivered mm-hmm. a dead baby in the toilet. I know that sounds gross, but folks, facts are facts, and that's what we try
right.
to do here. And he would tell me how she almost died. So, folks, whether you're on which side of the abortion issue you are on, when it comes to the matter of life and death, if you're pro-life, then you want that mother to live too, don't you?
Right, right. And that's the thing. I've said over and over and over again for years, I am pro-choice, just not the way you think. I believe the choice as to whether or not you get pregnant should be made before you take off your clothes.
That
you know
part.
That you can go get some birth control pills, you can get condoms, you can go get Depo Provera shots, whatever. But that's when a choice is on the table, when you are choosing to do this. In terms of children being sexually molested, women being raped, we're not even talk about incapacitated people being taken advantage of and abused, and you should have the right to make a decision. Then there are those times when your health is an issue. When I was pregnant with AJ, I had an issue with my breast leaking blood. Can you imagine being pregnant and being told you've got to go see a breast specialist because your OBGYN doesn't know what's wrong with you, and this is definitely not normal? And here I am thinking, oh my gosh, what if they say that I have cancer and I'm pregnant?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that is not a place that any woman wants to be in. Trust me, you do not want to have to go there. But it happens. You have things go wrong with the mother's body. You have things go wrong with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of stuff takes place. So to say that we are not going to have abortions at all, are you insane? Even I know that is crazy. I mean, I want a person who gets pregnant because, hey, they were just laying up to keep the baby. That's your problem. You did not have to choose to have sex. You could have chosen
that
to
part.
Use birth control or to, you know, keep your legs closed, whatever the case may be.
Oh.
But in the sense that, you know, so you don't kill a child because it's inconvenient for you to pregnant. That,
right.
that is the way that I see it. But yeah. other than that, there are a whole host of reasons for women to need to have an abortion. It's not necessarily that they want to, it's that they have to, that
right.
they need to. And
yeah.
they're not making allowances for that in most
right.
of these instances. DeSantis just signed a bill that says you can't have an abortion after 6 weeks.
Right.
6 weeks wow. of pregnancy. Most women don't even know they're pregnant yet.
Right.
So how in the world would you even get an abortion, let alone know if there's a problem with your baby? It's insanity.
It is.
If you had asked me before this happened, I used to tell people all the time, abortion is one of those issues that Republicans bring up when they don't have anything else to say because they just know it'll get a rise out of their base. I mean, we had the land commissioner talking about he was pro-life. Who cares? You are the land commissioner. You have nothing to do with whether or not you can affect abortion rights. I don't care. But years later, you know, now this is a big point. I'm like, you just made this, you just said this to get people who are like-minded to come vote for you. And that's what it was. It was that kind of talking right. point for that group of people. But now it is a matter of life and death. And absolutely. It's scary.
Absolutely. You know, and I tell you what, and these two ladies that I was talking about, they wanted their babies. It's right. not that they wanted to abort, but they had no choice. They exactly. they knew from the doctor that the baby was going to be born dead. So I don't understand. This makes no
That's
sense to me.
This
makes no sense to me at all. And I agree with you. You don't use abortion as a birth control method. Okay, exactly. I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But I'm talking about women who wanted these children. But they had no choice. The children were dead inside of them. So what idiot says, no, you can't have an abortion, and you can get all infected on the inside, and you can even die. And even if you don't die, then you may not be able to have children in the future because your body has been so scarred and infected on the inside that, you know, nature will not allow you to have children anymore. No, so we're not talking about women that were using abortion as a birth control or anything like that. We're talking about women who wanted their children. And if they didn't get these children, if they didn't have an abortion, and neither one of them did, but they delivered these babies stillborn. The babies died. Now, I've heard stories about what happens when a woman is carrying a dead fetus inside of them. Dr. Sims and Ann, you ladies know more about this than I do.
You know what? I was thinking about it, and I says, you know, even through the process of the dialogue regarding this passing of this law, and I look at the men who are dialoguing regarding this, you have no clue, as far as I'm concerned, what a woman goes through when it comes to incidents like that, carrying a dead baby. Mentally, emotionally, the whole nine. And if you make her carry it, I've known some women who carried a dead child term, and that is an injustice. Mm-hmm. And the baby has no heartbeat whatsoever, and you're going to make her carry it to term. That is an injustice. And like you said, William, as far as infections or what have you, and may even, and then the first thing they want to turn around and say, well, you need to have a hysterectomy. Oh. You know, they get on my last nerve for them to do that. To me, and I'm going to be real, I'm going biblical with this now. We have demonic forces that want to stop population growth. Let's just be real, okay? Mm-hmm. And I tell women now, I do tell them, be careful what doctor tells you what, okay? Because you have some that are specifically designed, as far as I'm realizing, and I could be wrong in other areas, but I think I'm right in this one, will tell you that you have a great big old ovarian cyst, and you really don't, okay, but you're going to take the word of that individual. Go get 2 and 3 opinions. That's what I tell them. Because the reason why you've got this thing going now, that they are trying to stop the population growth by any means necessary, and there's somebody to tell you anything. But as far as abortions, and I'm so with you, I'm like, keep your clothes on, keep your underwear up, okay? Exactly. But what's going on now is that we got these people, and with these little pills that they got in the stores now, they're trying to put them back, but the commercials I'm looking at, a day after you have sex and cause you have an abortion, and miss day monthly, and they're doing it like it's a recreation. That's what I've got an issue with, okay? It is a recreational thing to them. Well, I'm just going to have sex, and it is what it is. And you've got some folks that's just so promiscuous. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Everything goes now. Right. It's not the sanctity. It's when we were – I was a younger woman, and Dr. Demery, I'm not that old anyway. Okay? I had my baby, okay? And I wanted my children. I thank God, and I had a problem with one of them, okay? But I prayed about it because I did not want to lose. It was my firstborn, and look at him now. He's doing quite well. But my thing is this, had I listened to some of these doctors, because I realize these doctors is practicing medicine. I don't care what you say, okay?
They call it a practice, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And then they practice in it. So a lot of times they give you medications that affect the child, okay? And so you've got to be a person who wants to have a family, has to be really knowledgeable and educated nowadays. We can no longer walk in there and just trusting everybody who we say speak over us to tell us what to do. But I am in agreement with Ann. All of this loose goose foolishness, having sex every day of the week, and you getting pregnant by 2 and 3 men, having twins. And then, too, I was thinking about it, Ann, sitting on the couch just the other day. I said, now, the social, as far as adoption agencies and foster parenting, you have people who are babies who are not wanted by these folks that have all these babies. Then you got a history of adopting these children. You have, I'm going a little further, child trafficking, all kinds of things, having all these babies coming up in this kind of atmosphere. And I know I'm going far, but it is what it is. When you have people who do not care about children, only to get a paycheck, and these kids 18 years old and have no hope, don't know where to go. And so that's because people get recreational sex, you know, getting pregnant, having these babies. So I really believe that there should be a clause in there. Them folk that want to get all these abortions right off the bat, I think it will stop some of them to make them have the baby. That could be a crude statement. But it is what it is. You don't use God's plan as a recreation. You don't do that because that is twisted. That is twisted.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I agree with all of that. Yes. My point is, I'm talking about when you're putting the woman's health at risk.
Oh, no, I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. I do.
There's no question about that. And I think that is cruel. And a lot of these jokers up there, they are doing it to get votes. They're sticking their finger in their mouth and see which way the wind blows. And that's the way they're going. And to find out, okay, who's going to vote for me if I go off board here or if I go this way? There was a congressman, I saw this yesterday on a clip, and this guy was advocating or was talking about lowering the age for marriage to 12. I said, wait a minute, hold it. And there was a big argument on the house floor, and they were talking about, and this guy says, and he said, well, do you know any children that have been married at the age of 12? The guy said, no, I don't need to know. He said, well, I do. I know a couple that got married at the age of 12 and they're still married. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
So they're abused and under control and dictate. That's what you call that.
Okay. He's got one example. One example, really?
One example. Exactly. One Mike. And he was going to argue. Now, so my thing is, look at this joker's background. Perhaps there might be something going on in his background if he thinks it's okay for a 12-year-old girl to get married.
Pedophilia.
This is what I'm talking about right now. If he's okay with that, he might be okay with dipping and dabbing himself.
He probably been dipping and dabbing.
This is my point. Exactly. So you have to watch out what people say. See, people tell you. I'm gonna send him to Miss Cece's. Hey, I'm gonna send that joker to Miss Cece's kitchen.
Exactly.
I don't think he's gonna come out.
burst into flames.
I'm gonna let
looks like a rotisserie chicken by the time she's done.
Mike, I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. I'm going to send it right to you. Yeah, get rotisserie. CC's kitchen. But, you know, let's get back to Clarence Thomas, for instance. We talked about that 20-year-old. Okay. And I'm not going to really give this guy the benefit of the doubt, but just what if he's so immature, he doesn't have any common sense, only book knowledge. Okay. I'm not buying it, but let's use it as an argument. Now you're talking about this 60, 70-year-old Supreme Court justice. How many things can he and has he affected that have in our own lives that's caused problems. I don't have all the information right now, but this guy, the highest court in the land, they make some vital decisions, okay? And the thing about it is that when they start passing these laws, and, you know, then they are permanent. Once they pass these laws, the Supreme Court that's it. Number one, I'm on the record. I suggest term limits for these jokers. You shouldn't have a lifetime appointment, okay?
For all of them, not just the judges, for all the politicians, too.
All of them. Indeed. Term limits, absolutely. Okay, just like the president, you can only run twice, 4 years each, right? But same thing for the justices, same thing for the Senate. And you got these cats that's been in the Senate for 99 years, you know, and they're not getting out until they die. That makes no sense to me. Because, see, a lot of that old thinking is still old. And a lot of that archaic thinking is still archaic. And it makes absolutely.
And how many pockets are they in?
That's exactly right.
How many people are influencing their decisions and such?
That's right. Now, if you also notice with the Supreme Court, they have the less oversight of any court. Mm-hmm. They have the. Aaron, I'll jump in there.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, I think that it is absolutely scandalous when you think about it, because everybody else has to follow the code of judicial ethics, even me. And I'm an administrative law judge. So I'm not in a federal court or a state court. I preside over informal hearings, and we are still bound by the code of judicial ethics. But there is nobody to police the Supreme Court justices.
Makes no sense.
They police themselves. And as we are seeing, at least one of them is abusing his power. And the thing about it is, if there is nobody to call them to the carpet, the only other choice that you have is impeachment. And then, of course, the trial in the Senate. And that's not going to happen, because you need a majority of the House to even bring about impeachment.
Right.
And the Republicans are in control of the House. So that's not going to happen.
Right.
Even if you did somehow manage to convince enough Republicans to side with Democrats in order to impeach him, which is sort of like indicting him in a crime, you have to have a trial in the Senate, and you need two-thirds of the Senate
two-thirds.
To convict. You don't have that either.
You don't have
barely
that either.
You barely have a simple majority in the of the Democrats in the Senate. So it looks like he will not be held accountable for what he's done. And that
his wife is not held accountable either, remember?
She hasn't been held accountable either.
And everybody else, they would have thrown up under the rug, but not her.
Right.
Okay. No. And didn't you guys find that weird also? I mean, what she was doing... And
yeah, hey, she
didn't even get a slap on the wrist. But the thing about it is, okay, you're trying to tell me, let's say, one of you, Dr. Demery, let's say he's a multi-billionaire. Okay. And, he's taking me on these luxury trips and buying properties from me and all this kind of stuff. Do you think that he might have a little influence?
He got a lot of influence, and so I need a loan. Okay.
He might. This is the point. This is the point that I'm making. It makes absolutely, you know, and these guys got to be thinking about it. But guess what? We're talking about it, but they're not even thinking about changing this thing, because guess what? I guarantee that Clarence Thomas is not the only person that's in some billionaire's pocket.
Oh, you know.
I guarantee you that. Look at the
one of them sitting up in there, William. Come on now. They in somebody's pocket so that they can get their calls passed through and what have you, and side with people. That's why I say the White House is full of crooks.
Not only the White House, and I'm talking about on both, and I'm going to use a term that they like using, on both sides of the aisle. Both sides of the aisle got their crooks on it. I guarantee you.
On.
I would guarantee you, right next door to the next state over, West Virginia, one of the poorest states in the country, okay, you got Joe Manchin, and he's all in the coal industry's pocket. He's all in there, And so do you think he would ever vote against anything restricting or regulating coal? You think so? How about Kristen Sinema over there in Arizona? Is she in Arizona, Mike? Kristen Sinema. I believe.
I don't recall.
I think she is. Oh, sure. She just switched from Democrat to Independent. Well,
I saw that. I'm like, really? That was,
of course.
That was
of
planned,
course.
Though. That was planned.
Yeah. It was all planned. They really don't care. Look, they don't want to provide for health care for our people out here. Yet these guys got the gold. They have the gold health plan. Congress and Senate, they have the gold health plan. They don't have to pay for anything.
But
okay.
That was a question of mine. How come when they retire out of, if they don't die, how come when they retire, they get a large retirement? I'm talking about to have them setting up pretty. I'm talking about the president, the vice president. Some of that money could go to the community, okay? Give them just a reasonable, because they got Secret Service. They still got all of that. Who's paying for that?
We're paying for it, and because they voted on
for all of it, and I can't get a Secret Service.
And then think about it. Hey, look, think about this. Because they voted, they make their own laws. They have their own oversight. It's like the fox is guarding the hen house.
They vote themselves their own raises. They get their salary for life.
Absolutely.
Do you get your salary for life in the golden goose egg of medical insurance? They get this for life.
Absolutely. And they even, it's my understanding, I need to have somebody fact check this for me. I believe there is an underground mall. I just read about it. I'm not sure whether
there is.
Underground mall in DC where it's just for them. They have barbers, they have shops, they have everything. Yes. They don't even have to pay taxes on the goods that they get there. Okay.
Elaborate.
I'm going to switch over to something else, which I find extreme. Oh my God, I can't believe we're almost out of time. There's something I want you guys to comment on. We all know that a lot of the nation right now, I mean, a great percentage, they're struggling with booze, with money, places to live, housing is gone, food is out of the roof. And somebody was saying something the other day that eggs right now cost more than chicken wings. Now it's a doggone shame. Eggs cost more than chicken wings.
Okay. But let me tell you something. Now listen, you know, they try to take TikTok off, you know, and TikTok is telling a whole lot of truth and is exposing a whole lot of things. But you also have to have the mind to decipher a lot of stuff too, because it will have you paranoid. I get it. However, everything is not a lie, because here's the deal. They tried to give you the delusional with the truth, and you pick. I'm going to pick, okay? I'm picking where it's a known fact. My daughter was sharing with me. She said, Mom, do you know how many cows they set on fire? I said, no, I'm not into that sector. And so she began to share with me. They are depleting the food production. They're also the eggs. They had cartons of eggs sitting out in a yard, just sitting there. And they're telling us there's a shortage. Now, there was one farmer that came on, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm going way to the left field. She said that they told her to serve her chickens. She had a big chicken farm, Purina. I said, isn't that dog
what?
Food? Anyway, so I said, are you serious? And she said she started serving these chickens with Purina, and the hens stopped laying eggs, literally stopped. I guess it was because of the ingredients that was inside. So she took it upon herself. She says, I'm not going to do this anymore because it's affecting the productivity of the egg reproduction. And chickens lay eggs every day. That's a known fact. But it stopped. And so she stopped it, and she went back to the feed, even though the cost of it was sky high, because they make sure it is sky high where you can't farm. Farmers can hardly afford it. Anyway, she went back to the chicken feed that she was giving them. And those hens, within about a 2-day period, just started flooding with eggs. Really, folks, I don't believe that there is a food shortage. I think they're manipulating, and they're wanting us to panic. Mm-hmm. They're telling us these things and they're telling store up. But there is a cause. There's a reason why they're doing everything. Look at Bill Gates. He's buying up all this farmland. Why is he doing it? He's not a farmer. He does computers. Okay. What's up with that? Okay. Now I have to make Ann laugh. Plant-based food and GMO. I'm going to become a genetically modified organism. That they got. Okay. I'm going to turn into, I'm going to turn plant-based everything. I mean, my whole inside's going to be jacked up. Okay. Genetically modified. He can't even put genetically modified reproduction in his ground a second go around because it kills the ground. That's a known fact. So now they got people growing plants inside big old warehouses and things like that. Listen, if I have to do my own, I told my son I'm getting my own chickens. Hello. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to have a cow or two. I'm going back to the farm.
You live okay? in the city.
Look, I used to live in the country. Look, I can raise a farm. I know what's up. I know how to kill a chicken, make some good old chicken and dumplings. Oh, let me stop. Chicken
okay. Okay. I want to get to something real quick.
North Carolina. 6 minutes. The, you're gonna start
yeah.
something new.
Yeah, I'm going to start something new, but I want to leave it.
You know us.
You know us.
You know us.
I know you. It may not work. Okay.
He's genetically modified.
Hello. Genetically modified. North Dakota. And the North Dakota Senate, they have voted to end the school program, the free lunch program for impoverished children. And at the same time, these boogers decided to get themselves a raise on their own free lunches.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
So, hey, I know we are out of time right now. I can't believe this going by this fast. Mad Mike, Dr. Sims, Ann Wooten Taylor, and Dr. Reverend Rudolph Demery. Oh, okay. Dr. Demery, well, tell us about your church and where can we find you?
We are at Barrel Avenue in Mentone, California. Service starts at 10 a.m. You're welcome. We'll feed you. We had food left over from Easter, and we had a wonderful time eating today after church. It's pretty much all gone now, William, so you can't get no grains or anything like that. So, you're welcome. It's a progressive church. We will challenge you. I will challenge you. I will tell you, don't believe everything I have to say. Go search it for yourself.
Amen. Amen. Ann Wooten Taylor. The Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show and Teens Talk Truth.
Yep, Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries comes on live right here on Studio WBuzz Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time. Following it is the Teens Talk Truth radio show hosted by my favorite young men on the planet, my sons AJ and Alex Taylor. You don't want to miss it. They talk about hot topics affecting teens in our society today. And surprisingly, they're very insightful. So stay tuned on Saturdays starting at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time for Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries and the Teens Talk Truth radio show.
I'm not surprised anymore. These young men are absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Matter of fact, they are, Aaron used to design the questions for them, Mike. Not anymore.
I hear her in the background from time to time.
They say, you know, well, she's always in the background there, but they formulate their own questions. Am I right, Aaron?
They do. I kind of took over at their last interview, though.
Yeah, we noticed. We noticed. Okay.
But anyway. Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Dr. Sims.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I need to turn on AC now because I know we were talking about Miss CC's kitchen. Get a little hot there. Get a little hot in the kitchen.
Come on in.
When and where?
Miss Cece's Kitchen comes on every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are a controversial radio program. We don't care. We address it. We're very controversial. And I encourage all of you to give us a call, 951-228-9980. We don't mind answering your questions. We're on Studio W Buzz. The CEO has graced us with a spot there, which I appreciate. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Spotify. We're on Alexa. Go ahead and just say, Alexa, Studio W, and she will bring up the dialogue and direct you in that area. We're on Apple. We're on Android. I don't have all of the www dot, But anyway, just look up Studio W Buzz. It will direct you there. But we are controversial. We're dealing right now. Oh, we dealing with some hot stuff right now. Oh, they not gonna, they don't like us. Because we dealing with floozy women and floozy men and floozy church folk and talking about relationship and don't have a good one with themselves. Hello, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could tell she doesn't bite her tongue at all. No. It gets a little hot in the kitchen. And then, my main man, Mad Mike, the co-host of Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Hey, tell us a little bit about that program, Mike.
Very wild program. William and I, we take off our serious hats and we put on our silly hats and we have what I like to refer to as controlled chaos of music. So we play it all. You know, he's got, on Monday Night Madness, he's got music with a dose of serotonin, right? But we got chaos on Thursday night and we play it all. And I mean, some of it's pretty wild. I guarantee you, if you tune in on Thursday nights, you're going to hear music that you have never heard before. And I do want to congratulate Anne. Your young man did a wonderful job yesterday. The guest that you had on was spot on, and he was funny and a lot of great information. So congratulate your young man from me, if you would.
Oh, well, thank you very much. William, what did you play? Because AJ had an event at school.
So well, it was a replay. I can't name it off right now. I need to go back to it. But it was.
He was a barber.
Oh, really?
He's a barber and a minister. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was live. I didn't know.
He wrote a book about his experiences, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. That's exactly what it was. Yep. Well, you could tell Mike was listening.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Dr. Sims. I appreciate that.
Yep, I'm sure the young men will enjoy. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Ann Wooten Taylor, Dr. Reverend Rudolph Demery, Mike, Mad Mike, and Dr. Sims, thank you guys so much. This show wouldn't be the same without you, and we really appreciate your participation. So stay tuned. And coming up, we've got yours truly, WB. See, I have different names here. Okay, for this show coming up is WB along with the jazzy one, Jasmine Vegas, okay? That's right, Anne. That's exactly right. And she was telling yesterday, I was telling her about Mad Mike and Wild Will. She says, it's Wild Bill. No, it's not Wild Bill. It's Wild Will.
I'm sorry, but I do remember an outlaw named Wild Bill.
Well, I am not him. Wrong. Yeah, that's exactly.
Look here, because you're not nice. Sometimes.
Look here, he was a cowboy, okay? Look here, I know what my name is. Wild Will.
Talk to you. I got a couple more names for you.
I bet you do.
I told you my sister was going to get you. I'm not even. I told him yesterday.
Oh, she's going to get
Willie, yeah.
She's going to get paid back. That's right. Along with you, Ann.
Whatever, I'm not scared.
I'm not scared either. I'll be right behind you.
Oh, I'm sure of that. Yeah, I love y'all too. Okay, talk to you later. Have a great evening. It's been another Boomerang Radio Show. It is wild here, folks. Hey, thank you so much, and keep it locked right here for Sunday Night Gold, or here right on Studio W The Buzz.